الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا بيوننا ذكرى. السلام عليكم. When I first heard about WOW, I neither listened to Radio Islam nor did I show any interest. But a desire was awakened in me, a desire to share my story. You know, they say that the eyes are the windows of one's soul. Well, my eyes are dark and depthless. Allow me to take you on a journey into the very depths of my soul. Rewind 16 years. I am 16 years old, a little girl lost in the world of grown-ups, a world I understand nothing of. Night after night, I pretend to be asleep when I feel the hands and body of my abuser cover mine. I know it is wrong, but I am powerless and helpless. My parents are so far removed from me that I feel I cannot talk to them, confide in them. At school, teachers noticed the deterioration of my self-esteem. My once very loud and outspoken personality stilled, and I became electively mute, talking to none, ignoring those who did try to reach me. I folded in over myself so completely that I was shut off from the world. If I did not feel, I wouldn't notice the emptiness echo in my soul. I wouldn't mind if my world was destroyed. I couldn't even cry. The walls I built around myself were solid. My world was black and I was drowning in it. I turned to self-mutilation. My hands were never lifted in dua. My forehead never touched the ground in sijda, for I felt contaminated and unworthy. Suicide was a thought I breathed, but the untiring efforts of two friends and one teacher pulled me away from the brink of self-destruction. Like rain upon arid lands, my heart soaked up their love and friendship until one day I smiled. By the time the abuse stopped, a year and a half after it began, I was a broken person. My friends were my pillar, but I wasn't whole. I will never be. Every feminine charm I had, I strove to destroy. I hated being female and rebelled against any kind of male authority. At 20, my friend passed on, and it was at this time that I found my Allah. Turning to Him, making it my aim to please Him, oh what sweetness in sajda. And in crying to Him bitterly, my heart broken and confused, finally I found solace. And in finding Allah, He found for me the partner who would make me whole, patiently waiting for me after countless therapy sessions. Allah has guided me and with the Quran consoled me. I now know that Allah will never forsake me, and in Him do I trust. My emotional growth was stunted at 16, and alhamdulillah, now at 30 plus, my past no longer governs my thoughts or dictates to me my actions. In the dark abyss of my very painful memories, where I've hidden my shameful secret, I've shared my story with you. It was the most difficult, heart-wrenching story I've ever written, and my tears fell freely and frequently. But if my story gives just one sister the strength to seek help, just one mother the ability to listen to her daughter, just one listener to know that abuse is rife amongst our community, then my bearing my wounds wouldn't be in vain. Jazakumullah for listening to my story. Your sister in Islam. بعد بعدي عنك أمي عدت مشتاقا لضمي عدت أستجدي رضاك سامحيني يا عيوني أنت أمي سامحيني الحب.
حياكم وشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى.
السلام عليكم. A gift from Allah, a living treasure. As we heard the wow promotion on Radio Islam, we could only think of one person. All praise is due to our Creator Allah, the compassionate and most merciful, to bless us with this opportunity of sharing our feelings about this extraordinary woman, a woman of true beauty. Life without knowing her wouldn't have been worth what it is today. While listening to our story, we hope you can find inspiration and understand why we feel so strongly. As a little girl, we grew up in a small town. She is the second of five children. At the tender age of 17, she found her companion and life partner. From a small town, she had to move to a whole different life, to a different world in a big city. At this age, she had to get used to a husband, a man she didn't know, and the stress of in-laws. Allah gave her strength to cope with everything. After being married for 6 years, her father passed away. As the years passed by, they had three daughters. She was happy in her marriage, and Allah blessed their marriage with a lot of barakah and muhabbat. A drastic change happened in her life. After 15 years of marriage, she became a widow. Life changed a lot for her after this emotional incident. Before being a widow, she was fully taken care of by her husband. Now, she needed to look after herself and her three daughters. If anyone sees this woman, they will not believe that 10 years ago, she was not able to fill out a deposit slip at the bank or pay a telephone account. She also began making things to support her family. It has been 10 years, but Allah has given her so much of patience and sabr to deal with people's insults and comments. At times, people treat her with so little respect that my heart bleeds. May Allah reward her abundantly for always showing us and those around her that faith in Allah and making sabr will never go unrewarded. She always makes shukr that Allah blessed her with 15 years of happiness in her marriage than a lifetime of unhappiness. 20 months after the death of her husband, her daughter was diagnosed with cancer. Little did she realize the test was coming in her direction. Her daughter was only 14 years old. She managed hospital trips every alternate week, as well as taking care of home and two other daughters. Seeing her daughter's beautiful hair fall out, her continuous vomiting and weight loss was tough, but with Allah's help, she bore it all. After many, many chemo sessions and at least 8 visits to the theater, her daughter was in remission. Although she was in remission, due to infections, she was in and out of hospital. Yet again, she had people belittling her. Seeing her go through all this made us feel such anger, but no one would understand the pain. However, she would not show anger towards these people. After 2 years of remission, her daughter was diagnosed with cancer for the second time. She respected her daughter's decision not to go for chemotherapy. She gave her daughter her time and encouraged her not to give up. In Ramadan 2005, she became very ill, and this woman looked after her daughter, dressed her, fed her, washed her. 14 months after her re-diagnosis, she let go of her 18-year-old daughter and returned her to her rightful owner. Allah blessed her daughter with a Jummah Mot. She displayed such patience and courage and proved again that she is truly our role model. Much has happened since then, but whatever she goes through, she displays qualities of a woman of wonder. We look at her with such admiration, knowing that she is a phenomenal woman. This gift from Allah is our mother, our living treasure. She is our advisor and strength. She always has a hand to lend, or an ear to spare, not only to us, but to many others as well. She is always seen smiling. Our mother, may Allah bless and reward you in this world and in the hereafter. We thank Allah daily for giving you to us. Jazakallah, for teaching us life's most beautiful lessons and for equipping us with skills to go forward. May Allah give you a long life with good health, happiness, and full of blessings. Ameen. كيف أمسى حجرك الهاني سريرا يحتويني وحداء منك يسري نم صغيري نم بحجري نم هنيئا أنت عمري خبريني كيف نادت الحمامة في حنان كي أنام في حنان كي أنام الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah, the merciful, and most of all, the most beloved. My woman of wonder started when my second son Samir was 3 months old. I had taken him for his immunization. One look at Samir and the sister asked if I noticed anything different in Samir. The sister gave me a note to visit the coronation as she said that she thinks my child Samir is physically challenged. I left the hospital very frightened, scared, and I felt as if my soul was taken away from me after we had left the hospital. We prayed to Allah, O Allah, you have given him to us, me, Fazila and Ibrahim, my husband, as a guidance to take care of him. So please, O Allah, you tell us how we can help Samir. Our du'as were answered when all our challenges started. I visited various doctors, psychologists at the time, but I never gave up on sitting on the musalla and raising my hands to Allah, and I put my reliance only on Allah. My journey with Samir started from 3 months of age. How to learn to crawl, walk, and Samir's speech started at 4 years. May Allah Ta'ala bless all those who assisted me from both sides of the family. Samir was placed from school to school from the age of 5 years to try and get the best for him. So one day in Ramadan, I was driving back with Samir from a school in Kensington, very tired as I used to drive in the morning to drop Samir off, come back home, do my household chores, and drive back after Zohr Salah to fetch him. On this day, Samir said to me, "Mummy, please can I go to a Muslim school like Baiz?" I cried to Allah, "O Allah, please, you give me the answer for my child." My merciful Allah always reminded me, you don't have more than what you can handle. And with that iman and that faith, I carried on. 5 years later, my son Ahmed was born. I cannot write or explain to anyone as to what happened to me when the sister brought Ahmed to me. He was all curled up. I cried, "Please open his hands. Please open his legs." Ahmed could not pass urine and the doctor looked very worried as it was a dangerous situation. Ibrahim and I waited for hours and nothing happened. I opened my hands and prayed to Allah. Ibrahim had just left for work and I realized that our baby will live. I screamed and called him back to let him know that Ahmed will live. The next morning, I phoned my husband at 4 a.m. to please fetch me and take me home. Every time I tried to leave my bed, I would hear a whisper, "It's her child." I felt very depressed. The doctors and sisters sat myself and Ibrahim down to give us the news that we have a physically challenged child. My journey started once again with Ahmed, but this time I carried both my boys around. My Ahmed does not know blue from red. He's an adorable and lovable child. But both my boys were born with brittle bones. Samir woke up one morning paralyzed on both legs. At the doctor's surgery, the doctor looked at Samir's x-ray and said to us, Your son's bones are that of an 80-year-old woman. We did not think that Ahmed's bones were as bad as Samir because he is more active and would never complain of a pain. Until one day, he began limping and could not walk anymore. Since then, Ahmed has undergone a hip replacement op on both legs. My child then had to have a major spine op to fix his spine disorder. The doctors gave us a 20% chance. Both Ibrahim and I prayed to Allah and read the Surah Yasin the whole day and prayed to Allah. We were very confused as part of the family wanted us to go ahead with the op and the others said not to do it. I prayed istikhara to Allah and once again Allah answered my du'as. We went ahead with the operation. Shukr to Allah, the op was very successful and Ahmed walked again in 2 weeks. 7 years later, I fell pregnant. Every single day I prayed to Allah and made dua for an able child. On the night of the 15th of Shaban, I begged Allah to give me a daughter. It will be a bonus to me. Shukr to Allah, on the 11th of January 1996, my normal and healthy Maryam baby was born. O Allah, please do make Maryam baby a pious servant of yours to serve your deen. I made so much dua to Allah that, O Allah, I do not want my two special boys to be doctors or lawyers. O Allah, I will be very pleased if they could only read their duas, kalimas and their salah. My woman of wonder success. Today, my Samir is 21 years old. Samir walks to the masjid on his own for his salah. Samir keeps all his rozas and he sat for sunnah 10 days itikaf at the Masjid Abrar. He has made intention to sit sunnah 10 days this Ramadan. Samir currently goes to a school to learn computers. Ahmed is still the gem of our life that still does not know blue from red. But alhamdulillah, Ahmed knows most of the du'as and he is able to read Surah Fatiha. He loves listening to the Nizams on Radio Islam. Most mornings he will ask me, Mummy, where is Mulana Rawat? I will reply, at the station. And Ahmed would go close to the radio, look deep into the radio and ask, where, Mummy? Ahmed is now 18 years old. With all of this on my hands and lap, Allah has still given me the time, the energy and the ability to run my own business from home. For 6 years now, I've been running a business from the home. My woman of wonder success since then. Firstly, I helped Ibrahim pay off the bond and cars in full and final settlement. My dream and wish was fulfilled when I took all four of my gems, my children, for Umrah in 2006. I helped Ibrahim build our home to suit our needs. Alhamdulillah, I'm still running my cosmetics business successfully from our home. My advice to my mothers and sisters is to put your total yakin, total reliance in Allah. Make lots of dua as this is the weapon of our every need. Ameen. Shukran wa salam. واحضنيني قد كفى عمري ضياء يا عيوني حدثيني حينما كنت صغيرا كيف أمسى حجرك الله